no emergency powers exist, nor any state immunity. February 16, 2022. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. This may be big news, but the only things governing in Canada are foreign commercial corporations in the business of providing government services. That's it. And they don't even have a contract if they fail to perform. So, the only sense in which Mr. Trudeau can have any emergency powers is in the sense that his corporation can be in trouble, and within the corporation structure itself, he may be able to mobilize franchises or ask extra work from employees, but he has, in fact, no emergency powers related to the general population, and if he harms the general population, he has no contract. As a result, if he harms a hair on the head of any average Canadian or ruins or damages any of their property, he and his corporation are guilty of crimes and they have no public role to appeal to, and no sovereign immunity in any case. As anyone can see by reading Title 22 of the District of Columbia Federal Code, which, as it turns out, has been used worldwide, simply reworked for each country, when any government devolves to acting as a commercial corporation, and they all have, they lose any special powers or immunities and are just as liable as any other commercial corporation. The same is true of the U.S. Congress Incorporated and the State of Delaware Incorporated, and on and on. So spread the news. Justin Trudeau is invoking non-existent powers and protections and doesn't even occupy any elected public office in Canada or anywhere else. Arrest him and arrest anyone who does his dirty work, too. They are committing fraud and taking actions under color of law that harm the people who pay his salary. He is a criminal. RCMP, do your job.